Chapter 3. Labyrinthus hic habitat Minotaurus. Graffito from a wall at Pompeii. Somehow I wasn't surprised to discover that Jordan's kindly concern had been prompted by annoyance at Bobby, not interest in my lovely self. After Laura had been attended to and stuffed with cookies, and I had been settled in a chair with my foot in a bucket of ice, Giles reiterated his intention of leaving. This time no one objected, not even Lindsay. The role of devoted mum appeared to be wearing thin. She left Giles to carry the little girl and pushed Bob away, frowning when he tried to take her hand. As soon as they were out of sight, Jordan started for the house. "Where are you going?" his father demanded. "Come back and have your tea." "No, thanks. Come here. I want to talk to you." Jordan stopped, his back to us. His shoulders moved slightly. He might have been shrugging or bracing himself. Returning, he gave me a look I had no difficulty in interpreting. "Excuse me," I said. "I'll just leave you two alone." "No, no. You must keep your foot in the ice a little longer," Frank said. "How does it feel?"
"Frozen stiff."
"Perhaps some Epsom salts."
"I don't need Epsom salts or ice. It's fine. He just caught me off balance."
"He's a dreadful child," Frank said. "Badly spoiled, of course, by his mother. But don't you think there is some deeper psychological problem?"
"It's none of my business."
"How discreet. Aren't you curious?"
"People," said Frank, pouring tea,
"interest me. Their actions, their motives, their relationships. Giles is a nice fellow, don't you think?"
"Very nice." I drank my tea.
"He obviously enjoyed your company."
I smiled and sipped my tea. Frank tried again.
"His wife is quite lovely, isn't she?"
"If you like the Barbie doll type." I didn't say it, or any of the other things that came to mind. I knew what the old rascal was up to. "Quite lovely."
"But rather like a wax doll, isn't she?"
I gave him a startled look. He grinned at me.
"Some men prefer a woman with more character. Not Jordan, though."
Jordan wasn't ready for it.